Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
You know, many people absolutely dread talking about their finances, but it's important for you to buckle down and have those crucial conversations with your spouse, your family, and your financial planner. That's what we're going to talk about today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. I want to start off by giving you this phone number, 800-454-1184. That is the number to call for a complimentary visit. Eric is a certified financial planner. He would love to guide you about your retirement. 800-454-1184. You can also text the word toolbox to the same number, and then you'll get Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, and other educational materials at your fingertips. Text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. And then also find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, so good to be here with you again.
Yeah, no, it's a great time to be talking about vacation time, you know, travel time and family time, and probably should be talking about what happens with finances and families.
Yeah, exactly. And so a couple years ago when singer Aretha Franklin died, it was 2018, you and I were doing our show and we found out she died without a formal will. And she left her sons basically without a will. And then you know what happens with that? Then they have to go to court and, you know, and kind of figure it all out. And it turns out that there were two wills, Eric, and one was from 2010, a handwritten document, and the other one was 2014. And so they had to go to court. The sons went to court about it. A Michigan jury found that the most recent will is going to be the valid will. And so, you know, there was a sort of a dispute between the sons, and Kel Franklin, his reaction to the decision was this. I want you to hear this.
I think that's a great thing. I think that she'll be very happy and she's proud.
Okay, now, let me just fill you in. The third son, Ted White, the second, he'd argued for the other document because the first one, or the most recent, I should say the most recent one, has Kelf as the receiver of the estate, he living in the home. So, of course, he was happy about that decision. But as far as him talking about his other brother and just their feelings for each other, he did say, you know, I love my brother with all my heart, so... Anyway, I hope there are no hard feelings with that. But Eric, let's talk about why it is so important for people to make sure they have their finances planned out for their family so this doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, this happens way too much. I mean, obviously you hear the big name stories, right, of all these celebrities that have tons of advisors and tons of people. And yeah, you just kind of get blown away when they don't do this preparation.
Yeah.
Especially when it's somebody older like that, right? I mean, this isn't somebody who died in their 20s or something
right.
like that. That could be a little bit different, but, if you were big in the 60s and the 70s, when you get to your 60s and 70s, you should have this planning done, right?
Yeah, she was 76, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so definitely time to have that done. There's a couple things. There's the financial side, but there's also... A lot of it's also about the sentimental stuff or junk, whatever you want to call it. But I've seen actually almost more fights over that with clients than I have as much with the financial. I mean, it's almost equally as disruptive. So, I mean, I literally had a client that was kind of a rare one. It was four generations of a client, which was kind of neat to have.
Wow.
And when grandma died, one of the granddaughters went in there and took some of the grandma's shoes, and she was a client of mine. She mm-hmm. didn't have fancy footwear, but the other granddaughter daughter actually got mad about it because they didn't get a chance to go look at it either. And so then they got in a fight over grandma's shoes. And I'm just like, are you guys serious?
Right.
So, so it could be, and I think it's more just the fact that they didn't ask and they went ahead and did it without, but still it's so silly. And so actually one of my clients who's in his 80s now, he came up with actually, which I thought was a great idea, is she passed away several years ago, liked to do a lot of quilts. And so he took pictures of them and printed them all off and put them in with his trust and said, this is who gets this one, this is who gets this one, and super clear, very you know, very specific. You got a picture of it. You've got it written who gets it. You know, so yeah, you definitely want to make sure you get all this stuff done, you know, but obviously the finance side too, because of speaking of multiple kids, I had one case where this was several years ago, but probably about a decade ago, where one of my clients inherited her mom's house, but her sister was living there. And then her brother at the time was getting divorced, so he moved in there. And then she has another brother who wasn't living there, so two of them were in the house, two of them were not in the house. The brother who was just getting the divorce said, hey, I'll buy you guys out, but he couldn't do a new loan or anything until his divorce was final, which took almost 2 years.
Wow.
And so, in other words, they had to wait 2 years to get this money from the sale of this house. And yeah, the other two didn't mind it because they were living there, right?
Yeah.
But the two that weren't, that's a lot of ill will there that's building up and such. And so, yeah, I mean, having some sort of something in writing, usually having a trust that says all this stuff, that says, okay, who can live in there, and what's the rules about buying the other person out, or, you know, just who's going to get this money. There's so much stuff to do, and you really need to go over that with your adult children, if it's for you, or if you're an adult child, talk about your own parents. You should ask them about that stuff too, because not only the sentimental stuff, but you also want to make sure everything's set up right. Lots of times people get lazy and they only name each other's spouses, and then they forget the next generation. Mm-hmm. But often that spouse may not be there anymore, right? And so, you know, you need to have that all named, all written out. And you know, again, that's one of the things that we actually go over in my book, Worry Less Wealth. We do talk about that in there. So if you want to get a free copy of that, and a lot more tools up there too, like Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do, Social Security Decision, Paying Too Much in Taxes, all these great tools are on a quick download at Wealth Creator Radio Toolbox. And so the way to get that Wealth Creator Toolbox is, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let me just thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and he is here every single weekend with me to talk to you about retirement planning. And he would love to work with you. And if you haven't done anything yet, or you have questions about anything on our show, please make sure to reach out and give him a call. We give this phone number out every single weekend, 800-454-1184. So why don't you talk to us, Eric, about where legacy planning and estate planning fit into your blueprint to worry less wealth?
You know, there's five areas. Yeah, you have to have an income plan because you have to know how to live and have money, right? You need to have that investment plan of how that's going to provide that income. Obviously, taxes are super involved with income and investments. Healthcare, like, you know, Medicare, and just sometimes people say, that bumper sticker, right? I'm spending my kids' inheritance, right? Or I want to bounce the last check out on the way out or something. You know, it's pretty hard to do that, but there are some tools like, you know, charitable remainder trust, other things where you can actually donate some money, get some lifetime income, get some tax benefits. You know, there are some strategies. Probably one of the funniest ones was I had a client who, you know, somewhat jokingly and sometimes not, but always asked me, now, if I like my kids, what's the order I should spend my money? And if I don't like my kids, which is the order I should spend my money? You know, because obviously, like, IRAs are the worst asset, especially now with the Secure Act, because you have to, once you inherit an IRA to the next generation, you have 10 years to spend all the money. Whereas a Roth IRA, you still have that 10 years to spend all that money, but there's no taxes. So way better asset to get, right? So so depending if you're trying to leave more behind or if you're trying to leave less behind, it depends on how you withdraw which bucket of money from which pot and such. And again, when we sit down with people, we go over that blueprint to worry less wealth, and we help them figure out what should they be doing, what actions should they take. And then it's up to them if they want to work with us or not. But again, we will actually do that 15 to 30 minute phone call. I'll talk to you directly and find out what's your goals, what you're trying to achieve. And then we can go through that plan. And we used to charge a fee for that of up to $1,500. We've been waiving that. So again, if you want to take some time and take some action, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and he is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. They're going to put you first. They will focus and help you make the best decisions on your situation so you can worry less in retirement. And that's what our show is all about. Now, I don't know, Eric, if you were ever a Rod Stewart fan. Did you ever like some of his music back in the day?
Yeah.
Well, he wrote this one song, which I don't know it, but it's Ooh La La. And in the song, it says, there's a line that says, I wish I knew what I know now when I was younger. And how many times have we all wished that? Have you wished that, Eric?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we've all said that. And, one of the things is, since I do have three boys and we've got some that are in their 20s, mm-hmm. So... for me, it is stuff I can tell somebody in their
court. Yes, that's right.
They won't listen because they're my son.
Yeah, but, they won't listen.
Right. But... You don't ever listen to your parents.
But, true.
No, I mean, there's definitely some financial stuff for sure. I mean, nowadays, I mean, my gosh, it's crazy not to be using Roth only. Not doing any traditional stuff that you have to pay taxes on at the end. So that's probably the biggest change. That's come about. Now, that wasn't actually available to me in my 20s.
True.
So I guess yeah. That one's actually okay for me to not lament that I didn't do it that back then.
Would there be anything else you would advise your 20-year-old self?
Yeah, I mean, so one of the things, a lot of times I'll have, my clients ask me about their adult kids and what should they be telling them. And, I think one of the biggest things, I think one of the nicer things about this newer generation really is that they tend to not spend as much. They tend to not be keeping up with the Joneses as much and all that stuff. But, one of the things would be is, first and foremost, have that 3 to ideally 6 months of just backup savings, backup spending money. So if you figure out whatever your expenses are, have 6 months of that in the bank. If you want to go buy a place or you want to go bigger car, or you want to go whatever, add that to those expense bucket, right? And start living off of that. Once you get up there, then start buying those things. That would keep you out of debt a lot and keep you off credit cards. So that's a big one. And then obviously if you do have a job that has any sort of retirement plan, the compound interest effect is just so monstrous when you're in your 20s that, just putting in the minimum just to get that match. And again, putting that only in the Roth side. So that way that money grows tax-free for the rest of your life. Way better deal. So those would be the two main things that I would tell anybody in their 20s.
Yeah, okay. And so there are financial advisors who say that there are 5 stages to our financial lives. That first one is the beginning, when we're in our 20s. And then the next one happens, it's in our career phase, okay? And that's when we're career building, we are maybe getting married, starting a family. So let's talk about the big financial steps that are happening at this point in someone's financial life, Eric.
Yeah, well, that's when things get, a little bit more stressful probably, right? Once you buy the big scary house and start having that mortgage and all those things. And, again, that's another time where, making sure you have that backup, that 3 to 6 months, ideally 6 months of savings there, it gets to be more critical because once you have a lot more money riding on your income, and if you all of a sudden lose a job, it can be pretty ugly, right? So, this is the time frame where you, you know, mortgage debt is what we usually call as good debt, right? So that's at least a debt that you're buying an asset with, not vacation debt or new TV debt or whatever. Just being smart about that stuff, not rushing to buy all the furniture for that place all at once, or, one thing that I think we definitely did was, when you have that first kid, you buy all the fancy furniture, all the cool stuff that you need for kids, and you go, half the stuff we use for 3 months or 6 months, why did we spend so much money on it, right? Mm-hmm. And so avoiding a lot of that over expense, is a big critical one. But again, also, making sure you just keep funding those retirement accounts and building up some of that money. Also building up some medium-term money. I would say that's probably your later 20s and especially in your earlier 30s. Medium-term is money that's like 5 to 10 years. So not in a retirement plan, but something where, it's accessible. So it could be just investment accounts or other things. Because if you build up everything that's in at 59 and a half and that's 30 years from now, right? That could be pretty brutal to get that money. So having some medium-term money also really helps for that next big item that you're going to buy and all those types of things.
Right. Okay. So do you work with many people in these first two stages of our financial lives?
Not too much. I mean, our specialty is really getting the people to do that switch, from, their late 50s, early 60s into retirement. But often we actually have clients of ours that say, hey, can you talk to my son or daughter, help them out and do things. So we've actually done a lot of that. I also have some interesting people that have got one client right now that she's, when is she, 47? And her goal is to retire at 50.
Ooh, 3 years.
very young. And just live abroad with her boyfriend and just... Huh. Live fairly, affordable, type lifestyle and such. And so, in a way, she's like a 55 to 60-year-old, but, trying to retire early, but just different ages. So, but not as much. We do have my book, Worry Less Wealth, has a lot of stuff in there about, different types of investments, different things that apply to anybody at any age, really. So that book was written for, any timeline. It wasn't for any specific, doing that shift to retirement, but it was really for all times. And so that's something that actually people can download for free, actually, at our toolbox site, which is the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Now, Eric, how would you recommend someone finding the right financial professional for their current stage of life?
Well, one of the things you want to do is ask them, do you work with people like me? Right? it sounds like a simple question, but it is, but, you do want to have somebody who's, focused on your timelines. If it's somebody who is doing more high-end estate planning and doing more just retirement planning and you're in your 20s, well, that's probably not going to be a great fit, right? And so, you do want to find somebody that is right for you. So interview them, ask other people. One of the things actually at our website, our main website, wealthcreatorradio.com, we actually even have a checklist that people can go through that of how to check out another financial advisor, including myself. So it's got all the links to all the licensing places, all the places for disclosure items, all those types of things. You do really want to have somebody who's got a fiduciary standard. So they don't have a term called registered representative on their card. If they do, that means they have to work on a commission basis. You really want somebody who has a term called registered investment advisor on their card, because that means they have that fiduciary standard to do what's in your best interest. So something to be thinking about for sure. And of course, you want to be doing this planning the sooner you can, going back to what you started off with, right? Of what I wish I had done earlier, right?
Yeah.
For all of us, I think we wish we'd put more money away earlier on, not bought whatever, the newest and latest thing. Actually, if you think about all the newest and latest things we bought 30 years ago, we've thrown them all away because pretty much, right? Because of those high-tech gadgets are no good anymore, or Walkmans or whatever, Discmans and all those fun things, right? Or flip phones and such. So, yeah, so that'd be one of the things to be thinking about. And if you pay yourself first, it's amazing how much more money you're going to have by just taking the time early and just starting to do that planning. And, you know, I've had clients where, you know, it's amazing. They're you know, like I said, I don't work with a ton of clients that are younger, but, you know, I've had some in their 30s where they've already got a ton of money built up and, you know, they could easily be financially free in their 50s. And that's because they started early. They didn't go crazy. They didn't go spend a lot of money. Now, granted, a lot of those are ones who didn't have any kids. So, you know, I guess I shouldn't say that saves you a ton of money, but it does. And since I got three of them, definitely I can tell you that does save you money. But anytime you can save sooner and save more money or sooner, or even just doing the planning, you know, I think really people should take that time and do that critical planning. But again, we've got a lot of great tools and a lot of great ways to get some more information or even set up a time with me at Wealth Creator Toolbox, which is easy to get. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Coming up next, we'll get into the pre-retirement years where some of your most critical financial decisions happen. That's next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Ekman.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, you're listening to Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, right here in Silicon Valley. I'm Luann Fulmer. And, you know, it's no surprise that what is right for your money now probably will not be the case 10 or 20 years from now. Today, we've been talking about the five main stages of someone's financial life. And now we're going to get into this next stage, and that's your pre-retirement years. Eric, this is an exciting time because the house could be paid off. Hopefully the kids are off your payroll and you're in your peak earning years. But this is also a time when you cannot afford to ruin it with wrong financial moves, right?
Yeah, no, this is definitely the critical time. And this is really when most of our clients come to us and realize they need some help. Well, typically also, you know, your portfolio balance has gotten bigger. Yeah, maybe you've got $500,000 saved up now, where when it was 100 grand, it wasn't, you know, as scary to mess up, but it's a lot scarier to mess up a bigger number, right? So in Bay Area, well, your mortgage may not be necessarily paid off, but at least it's more manageable. And obviously tax strategies are starting to get to be a big thing. Now, typically you're also in your higher earnings brackets, so it gets tougher to do more tax savings because you're often in a higher tax bracket, right? So having to balance those two and, you know, really looking at having a plan. I mean, that's the biggest thing is lots of times people come to me and they just kind of go, I don't know how to do this. I mean, I've only put money in one direction. I've only gone in.
Right.
You know, how do I pull it out from where? And sometimes like literally just how do I get money? You know, it's funny how people don't even think about that. It's like, does it come in a check? Does it get direct deposited? I mean, you know, sometimes even the most basic questions, you know, you think people would get, but then it's like, oh yeah, no, I've never really thought about it. I could set this up as a direct deposit and get money out of my retirement plan. It's like, yeah, you can do that. So yeah, so there's a lot of questions and, you know, this is the time where you don't, like I said, you really don't want to mess this up. I mean, there's some stuff that, you know, I do around the house, no problem. Cause you know, I've done a lot of those things, but there's some stuff like, you know, I'm not a big fan of doing concrete because you have to work really fast. And if you screw it up, it's really expensive and hard to get it fixed. Right. So, same with retirement, you know, you only get to do this once and, you know, you don't want to mess that up.
No. Okay, so I want to get into that. You just brought it up. I want to get into making that transition from saving. And then now we're in retirement and we do have to generate income in retirement. So kind of tell us where our income comes from in retirement, Eric.
Well, I mean, we all have those huge pensions, right?
Yeah, right? I wish.
Yeah, pretty rare nowadays yeah. to get one of those. So yeah, now it's gotten to be even more critical than ever. I mean, you literally used to be, you know, maybe your parents or grandparents, they'd worked forever for a company and get that paycheck for life, get Social Security, and their savings were just to buy the boat or take the vacation, right? Do the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's all on you. I mean, yeah, you get Social Security and at the time when that is, and since Social Security keeps getting to be an older age, lots of times people are retiring before they even turn on Social Security. So, you know, that's one issue. And then how do you turn all those other buckets of money? You got IRA money, 401k money, Roth money, regular money, savings accounts, investment accounts. Yeah, if you think about those as all different buckets that you can grab money from, which one makes the most sense to take from, you know, at first and second and third and so forth? And so that's really where a lot of tax planning along with income planning comes into play. I'm always blown away by how many people in my business have no tax planning or no tax education or certifications. That's why I went out and got certified to do taxes, mainly because everything I was talking to people about was tax related.
Oh my gosh.
Right? As you're taking money out of here versus there, lots of times the mantra is, oh, don't touch your retirement plan, don't touch your retirement plan. Well, I've done the numbers. That's really stupid. You could go from first retiring in the 10% bracket to when you first start taking that money out of your retirement plan, you might be in the 24% bracket. Well, why would you not take some more money that's taxable at 10 and instead of taking it at 24? That's a huge difference. So yeah, that's one of the things to be talking about. That's one of the things to be looking at is having an income plan that goes over that and then has an investment plan, says, okay, I need this much income to supplement my Social Security and make sure I have enough money to live on, plus having all the fun stuff. Because, yeah, you do have 7 days a weekend all of a sudden, right? You want to have more fun.
Right.
And, you know, so then how do you have those investments structured? What's the tax ramifications of taking money from each source? Obviously, healthcare is a big deal. If it's before 65 or if it's after 65, then what's the best options for Medicare? And then lastly, like, you know, is a legacy is a big one, right? Who's going to get your money? Is it in the right positions? Do you have the right beneficiaries? And, you know, that's our blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's those five areas that are so critical to have in place. And, you know, that's one of the things that you can set up a time with us to talk about that. We can set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. Or you can just get my book, Worry Less Wealth. We've got all these great tools and links and information set up for you. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I love, Eric, how you brought up that you are certified in tax planning, and we don't talk about that enough. So let Eric and his awesome team help you make decisions so you won't pay more in taxes. Keep more of your hard-earned money in your pockets. That's the name of the game, especially in retirement. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Now, Eric, the last couple stages of our financial life happen during retirement. In your early years of retirement, you're doing things on your bucket list, right? But how do you guide people, help them create this spending strategy so you can enjoy all those things you want to do early in retirement, but you can't also blow through your savings too quickly? You have to be careful.
Wow, that one's a tougher one. I do have to have a lot of sit downs with clients and go, you know, did you see how much money you're spending? I literally had a client that they got married late in life there. They actually had COVID even delayed it even more. But they were living together, but then they finally kind of merged finances and stuff. But, you know, we talked about pre-retirement that they needed about $9,000 a month. And they were going through money. And then we finally had them redo the no BS budget, which is take your last 12 months of bank withdrawals and add them up and divide by 12. And that's how much money you spent. And when they added up all those withdrawals and divided by 12, it was $15,000 a month they were spending, not nine.
That's quite a difference.
Yeah, that's a 2/3, you know, percent higher, right? You know, so that's almost double the money that you know. And so then that was explaining why balances were going down faster and such. And so you know, you definitely do have to have that planned out. You have to have a real budget. You have to check on it every year. So that's one of those critical things that we do with our clients is we check in with them, see if they're still on course and see if we need to make any adjustments. And, you know, you always want to have the fund, as I like to call it. So that's to do all those bucket list items because, you know, people always say, oh, no, I got plenty of money. And then they spend $30,000 that year on vacations or trips, and that was not budgeted at all. It's like,
oops.
Well, if you divide that by 12, how much is that per month that you just spent? And that's why it's messing up your budget. So, no, that is a critical thing. And so, yeah, the way we do it is just really kind of updating that income plan every year throughout retirement.
Okay. And so you meet up again and again with the couple or the individual. When would you suggest someone needs to start thinking about estate and legacy planning, Eric?
Well, they should always have it in mind, no matter what, because you never know when it comes,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, as you're spending down assets and such, you do want to, you know, plan that all out, make sure everything's set up the correct way. Make sure you've got not just first beneficiaries, but second beneficiaries. That's a big thing we're doing for all of our clients is making sure we force them to have a second beneficiary pretty much. Yeah, just because of you never know,
yeah.
Right? Especially if it's a couple and they both go together, one accident, well, who gets their stuff if there's no second beneficiary? So, so you really need to have that planned out as part of the whole overall plan. And again, when we're doing that blueprint to worry less wealth, we're doing that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan all together. That's something you can set up a time and talk with us, set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We can kind of go over your questions and your answers and just kind of go over those types of issues. Or you can also just go to our website and our toolbox site and get some of this great stuff about how will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes? The Social Security decision, all those fun things, and even my book, Worry Less Wealth. So if you want to grab that, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is here to offer you help with a retirement strategy. He always talks about this on our show. We have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. A lot of times on our show, we talk about fun things, you know, like planning vacations and what you want to do in retirement. But then there are other things that are really just as important, but a little harder to plan. And I'm talking about your final wishes. So, you know, even your funeral. And a lot of times you don't want to sit down and think about it, but it is so much easier on your loved ones if you do that. Eric, I got to tell you know, we lost my brother-in-law last summer, and he had been sick for about 2 years. And I couldn't believe that after he passed, my poor sister-in-law was running around trying to figure out where they were going to be buried. They had not even done that yet. These things are not fun to think about ahead of time, but at the same time, you know, you do need to get that done. So it's a lot easier on yourself or even your loved ones. Tell us what you've learned from your own personal experience.
Yeah, it can be very tough and very stressful. And probably the one that I liked the most is one of my clients called it a fog. She felt like she was in a fog. And, and you know, over the next couple of years, every time we'd meet, she would talk about how the fog's lifting and it's getting more visible and things. And you know, I think that was a kind of a good way to do it. And imagine you're in a, you know, almost a whiteout fog kind of condition. And you're having to make, like you said, for your sister-in-law, you know, decisions on, you know, what to do here, what to do with this. And, you know, then of course you got finances, you know, do you want to have this rolled over to your name? Do you want to have this in theirs? Or how do you, you know, there's all these things that you have to all of a sudden decide, and they can have huge tax ramifications, huge cost ramifications. I think there's a lot of things that people really need to be doing. And yeah, it's, you know, like you said, vacations are way more fun to plan than this.
Yeah.
But yeah, this will happen. This is guaranteed. So
take
some time.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
take
right.
some time, figure it out.
Yeah. And, you know, since you and I've been doing this show, I'm 62, almost 63. And I really, truly am starting to think through all these things and wanting to get our plans together. We have not done that. We've talked about it, but we have not done that yet. But AARP has some really good resources on how you can help your family by taking a few basic items, by taking care of a few basic items. So, Eric, let's go over those. Tell us about what are some things we should consider doing.
Well, obviously, what we were talking about there is if you want to be buried or cremated and all that stuff, just have that kind of planned out. And, you know, you save a lot of money if you do that ahead of time, too. So it just makes more sense. But the biggest things that I've always seen the most ill will and the worst situation is not the financial. It's the stuff, or lack of a better term, the junk.
Yeah.
Often it's stuff that nobody else really cares about. At one point, I had a kind of a cool situation where I had a 4-generation client. You know, I had from grandma all the way down to you know, great grandson stuff. And when grandma passed away, one teenage daughter went in there and got some of grandma's shoes, and the other sister had a teenage daughter was all mad because why'd you go take grandma's shoes? Now grandma had been a client of mine for a long time, and her shoes were not fancy. but it was just like, hey, the fact that you went in there and you took stuff without asking me and blah, blah, you know. And it's just, you know, somebody gets this, but I'm the one who always spent the time with that with him, or, you know. So, yeah, having, you know, you can either write it down or, you know, the best thing is, you know, take a picture. I mean, it's easy to take pictures and print them off, right? So
yes.
If there's some sort of sentimental item, some picture, some, you know, like actually my own grandfather was a van driver for United Vans way back when, and for a while, and he always had this cool little miniature, you know, United van truck.
Oh, yeah.
My sister always wanted that, so she made sure, you know, he put her name on the bottom of it.
Yes, that's cool.
You know, so, but nowadays, you don't even have to do that. Just take a picture and put it in your trust or put it in your, you know, important materials and say, this is who gets what, and, you know, ask people ahead of time, right? And so that way they know. And, you know, having a plan is so, so important. Again, I think it's really a great time to reach out and get some resources and talk to somebody. So, you know, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you want to reach out, or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, sometimes you are one of the very first people contacted by the family after a client passes away. Why don't you tell us some things that you go over with that spouse or maybe with the children of a client who has died?
Yeah, well, it's always tough. And probably one of the hardest ones I had was I had a client that she had put money in one account years ago, and then she started doing stuff on her own. And ironically, my office is now in her old building. Where she worked. But she ran it all. She did all the finances, everything, and had it all go to her work email.
What?
And so when she passed away, they couldn't even know where the monies were. They couldn't even figure out. So, you know, husband came in with their 18-year-old son, and they were trying to, in essence, hack into their accounts or find their accounts. But all the resets go to her work email, which she worked for a bank, and that gets shut off the second you pass away.
Oh, goodness.
So one of the things is, yeah, just, you know, helping them log into accounts, helping them figure out where the accounts are. Yeah, sometimes you do some detective work, you know, look at, did you have any interest from, you know, stuff on your last tax return, mm-hmm. you know, from different places. And, you know, so that's one of the things. What should you do with each account? There's a lot of legal ramifications with, you know, if you roll over IRA money to somebody's name or not. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff about inherited IRAs or not, or, you know, if it's a spouse, they can roll it to their own name. If they're under 59 and a half, then you may not want to roll it to your own name. So there's a lot of things around that. And then just even resetting the tax basis. There is a thing called step up in basis. When somebody dies, you get it, you inherit it at today's market value. So, you know, you need to reset all those basis and stuff. So there's a lot of little things to go into it. And, you know, we just kind of help walk them through that and kind of guide them through that process.
Well, you know, like we're saying, none of these things are fun to talk about, but we are not promised tomorrow. We don't know when our final day is. And that's why we're talking about something so important like this. You know, don't put this off. Plan out what you need to do. Tell us how things like estate planning, legacy planning, like we're talking about, fit into your overall process. This fits right in with your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you have to have a plan for this. I mean, it's not, yeah, you literally don't take it with you. Somebody's going to get it. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be somebody who's going to go through just pure agony, having to go through the court systems and figuring out how much to pay attorneys and court costs and all this other just awful stuff that you may have stuck somebody else with having to deal with because you didn't take the little bit of time to fix it, right? And, you know, and then also make sure it goes to the right people. Did you do the right beneficiaries? If maybe one of your children predeceased you, does their children get your money, or does it all default to your other kids? And then their kids get disinherited. You know, there's little things like that that people just don't think about. You know, it's just one of these things where you have to have this plan and done. You know, if you own any sort of property, really you got to have a trust. I mean, you need to have a living trust set up. Work with a estate planning attorney if you don't, you know, if you have one or something. Maybe if you're somebody who just doesn't want to meet with anybody and just likes to do stuff on their own. Well, actually, if you go to wealthcreatorradio.com, we'll actually have a link for an online version of a trust that you can set up there. And it's really nicely well done trust that we've, you know, reviewed and talked to the people who set it up, and, you know, at least get that planning process done, because you need to make sure that process is taken care of, because you can either leave somebody a mess that they have to hunt through things and find and search and just go through pure agony, or you can leave them a fairly nice situation that, believe it or not, still takes a lot of time and effort.
Right.
If anybody's helped anybody having to settle a estate, it's still a ton of work if it's in the right order. If it's out of order, if it's messed up, oh my gosh, it can be just a nightmare to deal with, and it's almost like a second job. And, you know, you don't want to leave that to other people. You don't want to leave it to, you know, to your loved ones especially. So taking some time and doing that, and, you know, what's what we do here at Heckman Financials, we actually help people eliminate that worry. There are some great new options, but people really need to educate themselves and find out what's out there. So that's something that if you wanted to take advantage of, look at those resources first at the toolbox. You know, check those out. If you want to set up a time after that, we can definitely talk and help you. But yeah, this is probably one of the most critical times, the biggest shifts we've had in the economy in a positive way.
Yes.
So you hear all the bad news. This is a positive. These are some great new options out there. Some stuff I haven't seen ever before. So loving it, because we have so many more options for our clients. So again, if you want to get that, you can either text the word toolbox or you can just leave a message. Both of them would be 800-454-1184. Again, that number is 800-454-1184. Or you can request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with more of Eric Heckman and Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around for the rest of our show.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. He's also the author of Worry Less Wealth. You can get that book by just texting Toolbox 800-454-1184. All right, Eric, we've come to that time in our show where you give us a story about people that you have helped. Today, we're going to talk about a wealth success story, kind of a really nice example to see how things can work out for the best for retirees. So tell us about it, please.
Yeah, so this is one of my clients, Cindy, and remember when I first met her, she was sitting down across the table from me, and unfortunately, she'd lost her husband, and they'd been married, I think it was 44 years or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
It was a long time, and you know, just a few years before that, she'd lost her son, so she was all of a sudden having to do everything on her own, and they had some rental properties, and that was not her thing. But they always managed them herself. They never had a manager, but it was really her husband who had been doing that, and he did the handyman stuff and working with the tenants and all those types of things. And she was even telling me that they called about this some floor issue, and she just started crying on the phone with them because she had no idea what to do. And and so, you know, we helped her with some strategies where she could, you know, sell those with in a tax-free manner. Just put those proceeds into, you know, into some stuff that will, you know, give her a lot of cash flow.
Oh.
It was funny because she had money, but she didn't see the money coming in. So she was doing very good. And then she, you know, realized that, you know, she didn't know as many people in her neighborhood anymore because, you know, she didn't get out as much. And of course, if you don't have the kids and other things to you know, have you talk with people. And so then, we looked at it and said, hey, why don't we sell the house? And she moved into a independent living place there, where all of a sudden now she could talk to all these people, meet people. She didn't need that huge place anymore. And now she's just totally content. She's got plenty of money coming in. She knows she's fine for the rest of her life. And if you plan stuff and you know you're okay, but sometimes to know you're okay, you have to have it in a certain way. And for her, it was having the actual cash flow coming in the door. It didn't matter if it was someplace else until she saw it kind of coming in that door. That's when she finally realized, oh yeah, I am good. I don't have to worry about things and I'll be happy for the rest of my life. And, you know, so that's where she's at now. So, you know, again, this is things that we can help you with. I mean, you've been listening to Wealth Creator Radio. My name's Eric Heckman. We'll be back next week for more advice to help you create wealth in retirement. And, you know, again, if you want to set a time to talk with me directly, all you have to do is text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.